All right, delighted on the big red bench now that we have two stars of the Cork Minor Hurling Summer in studio with us. Minor captain Sean O'Leary Hayes and Brian Turnbull. Lads, it's the champions debrief. Monster success during the summer. We couldn't bring you in after that because there's an awful lot more to come at that point. But Sean, it has been an unbelievable summer for you.
Yeah, well, we kind of enjoyed the year, like, but you know, we got a long year out of it. Like, think back to Thurles, like, with the penalty at the end, though, it didn't look that great, like, but just to get to the final and be there was a good big thing, so we enjoyed the year, like.
Yeah, I think if you just come forward a little bit there to the mic, yeah, that's grand. I fully appreciate, you know, it's grand for me to sit here saying it's been a brilliant summer, but at the moment you're still dwelling a little bit on the final defeat anyway.
Yeah, well, we were obviously all disappointed, like, but just be there in Croke Park and not on the final day was an experience in itself, like, you know, but like, it was a tough match, hard match with Galway. I think we were just better on the day, but we had a good year and we had fun, like, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, coming back to Cork after the All-Ireland defeat would have been difficult. Have you, you know, been able to park that and kind of reflect on a positive year overall?
I think it's something that will be, no, I definitely haven't parked it yet, and it will be something that will be, because you don't have another second chance at the minor, so it's going to be something that will be very difficult to get over. But you have to look at it too when you're at the season and a whole. You know, we'd starting out at the start of the year, we had no idea where we were going to go as a team. And if you told us, I guess we'd be out there on All-Ireland final day, I guess we would have probably taken it, even though now at the moment it's still, I think, very hard to take.
But that's just a sign of the ambition in the group and the desire you had to win it.
Definitely, yeah. I think that with this group, our definitely ambitions were not just the Munster. We'd always, the All-Ireland was always there in the back of our minds. And so that's why maybe it hurt that bit more, because we believed this team was good enough to get the All-Ireland.
And there was so little between you, Sean, against Galway, you know. And that's, you know, if you'd gotten hockeyed, you'd say one thing, but when it's so close.
Yeah, I suppose with the Galway crowd as well, you know, that was a big factor as well, because we always had the Cork crowd, so we weren't really expecting like that, really. It was the first time playing without the Cork crowd with the seniors, so like that was kind of a disadvantage in itself, but I suppose it was a good match and we couldn't have asked for any more, like, so.
Well, let's reflect on the and start from the beginning, I suppose, because when you're starting out, Sean, maybe from your own personal point of view, you've been named as captain. You put down on paper your goals, you talk about your goals. At the start of the year, how did you feel about what you could achieve this summer?
We were obviously all very ambitious because we won the tournaments all the way up and we knew our team was good enough to win it, like, so. Obviously, the All-Ireland was the big one. That was the main goal. So, to win the Munster was kind of a bonus, but, like, the All-Ireland was the main goal. So, we were just a bit disappointed, but at least we had the Munster.
Yeah, there was quite a bit, Brian, about how, you know, the Cork Minor Hurlers hadn't gotten to Croke Park and, you know, you wanted to progress to that semi-final. The first couple of games in your Munster campaign were huge. The Waterford match, huge win. But then came Tipperary, and that was its own highlight of the summer, wasn't it?
At the time, that Tipperary game was, it was our All-Ireland final, because for, unfortunately, the way the setup in Munster is, whatever team lost that, we're going to be out. That was their summer over very early. And the year previous, you know, we had lost a tip down in Packy Ring, and we knew what it felt like, and watching them go on to win the All-Ireland. But yeah, those two tip games, I think, without a doubt, are what stood to us all year. They were what got us to the All-Ireland final and got us through the Munster final and All-Ireland semi. Yeah, those two tip games would definitely be the highlight of my year anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, God, they were so enjoyable to watch even as a spectator, Brian. When Evan got that 20-yard free at the very end of the first tip match, what was your reaction? Like, where were you actually for that play?
I was standing out at the side of the penalty area thinking, well, I said, Evan, I reckon he'd score it, but just in case, I was going to see if I could get in there and get it into the back of the net. But yeah, that tip game shoot with Robert Downey's 2 points too at the end. Looking back now, I actually nearly can't believe what happened in the game. It was incredible, really. But I guess that showed, I guess, the types of players we had in our team. That's when things were tight, that there was people that were willing to step up and to take the opportunity that came their way.
Yeah, and on that particular moment, Evans free, you're at the other end of the field, Sean,
yeah,
willing it over or willing it to the back of the net.
Yeah, I couldn't watch. I didn't watch it, no.
Did you not?
No. I just looked around and he was celebrating, so it was all good.
You've done an awful lot of work at the back, obviously, that night as well.
Yeah.
They were very tough.
they're coming back at the end, they're putting a few scores over and we got a few, so, and near the end as well I saw people leaving and it was just wasn't looking good, like. But
the replay then, when you bring it back to Park, you're in, that is that a massive highlight of the summer for you when you consider the crowd, like Park?
Yeah,
Irene,
like especially compared to last
time.
Year, like the feeling like coming off like in front of everyone in Cork, like against Tip, was just horrible, like. And I suppose just the way of going to half time, we were so far ahead, it was kind of a weird feeling. And near the end they came back with us as well, like, but just to see him off near the end in front of everyone in Cork, and I know the crowd was bigger this year as well, so that made it extra sweet, like.
The work you'd done, your matchups on the replay that time were probably what won it for you, in fairness.
Yeah, we did a lot of work, like just even recovery, like that week, because we knew it was coming ticking fast, like. But going back to Cork was just, we knew it was just going to be good in front of the Cork crowd, like bringing them back to Cork for once. And we did a lot of recovery that week, and I think you kind of saw it there in the first half, you know, they weren't really up to our kind of speed in the first half anyway.
Mm-hmm. You were kind of living like pros that week, weren't you, Brian, with the recovery? And
yeah, it felt very strange, because I guess, you know, we were during the summer holidays, so everything was geared towards getting past Tip. It felt like we were new professionals there for a while, yeah, going to the Mardike and that. But it was an incredible week, everything about it, looking back now.
Yeah, and you know what, maybe you mightn't appreciate it right now in your careers, but I think in 10 years' time you might be thinking, God, as minors we were getting some experience there with the facilities and the resources, like.
Definitely, yeah. We're still only all 18, 17 years of age, and we were getting all, you know, ice baths and that, like. So I wasn't particularly looking forward to it at the time, like. but looking back, like, that was an incredible experience that, you know, that most people in their careers don't get to have. So
and
I feel very lucky.
Yeah, you're nodding there, Sean, like it was
Brian tries to stay out of the water, and as much as he can. And dips his feet under and comes out again. But the trainers had everything down to a T, like, just everything was like perfect, like just the timing of each thing, like on the day, like every day for that week was just perfect, like. And even the analysis as well of the first game was just, they just had everything perfect, really. So
top class. They're an unbelievable management team, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they are just unreal all year. They had everything, just like Dennis String's a perfectionist, like. So, and all of them really, they all have their own specific like thing to do with the team, and they just had everything perfect, so couldn't have asked anymore, really.
Yeah, so that's two mammoth games against Tipperary, and we've really just scratched the surface, because then comes the Munster final, Brian, and you're taking on Clare, and it's ahead of the seniors as well. It was a huge occasion, and it couldn't have gone much better for you.
Yeah, I guess there probably was the risk of, you know, letting the occasion get the better of us, because it was, you know, we were going into the game and you could see hundreds of crowds around the bus and all that, and I guess it was probably, we had a lot of momentum going into the game, so that stood to us, and you know, we carried that through. We got a good start to the game, like, and thankfully we were able to get on top and never looked back then from that stage.
And you're captain, Sean, and you get to captain a team to Munster success, so, you know, what's that like?
It was unbelievable, like, because the Cork crowd was obviously bigger than the Clare crowd on the day, like, and just all the lads from the club and all the area, like, were up in the terrace, like, setting off flares and stuff, like. So it was unbelievable, like, just to go down with the cup and stuff. It was just, like, if they told me that at the start of the year that we would have had that, like, we would have taken it, like. So.
You dream about it and you think about it, yeah. You know, especially in the week before the match, I'd say. So, how does it meet reality then, you know?
It was just kind of weird. It was all over fast enough. And then with the seniors winning, then it was just extra sweet, like. So I couldn't really invest any more that day. It was just perfect, like, the whole thing.
I was down on the pitch getting a couple of interviews. I was talking to Evan Sheehan and things like that. So I followed G in to the dressing room area, and he did the guard of honour with the seniors coming out. And it got huge reaction afterwards, the video we put up, because, you know, everyone was very impressed with the way the minors were giving the seniors the guard of honour out. And it was something that I think happened fairly naturally, Sean, was it?
Yeah, we all just came in and got everyone. No, we didn't go to the dressing room yet. Like, we just waited for the seniors, and we all lined up, and it was unreal, like, because I didn't really look like they took much notice, really, like, because they were so focused, like. But looking back on it after, it was just unreal, just the whole thing.
Yeah. Brian, like, you've just won a Munster Championship and you're kind of adding that support to the seniors then. It's kind of something you were doing all year, working quite well together, the two panels, do you know?
Yeah, I agree. And, like, sure, I guess that's what the seniors deserve, you know. The minor obviously was very important to us, but it is the senior that everyone aims to get to, so I'd like to think anyway that it helped the seniors on that day, and that, you know, maybe that hopefully did help them getting over the line that day.
Yeah, because you both obviously have club men on that senior panel as well, friends, club mates, but I'd imagine you have, you know, role models as well, Sean, like players you've looked up to for the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, like going up to Parky Queeve and seeing them train around the place, just like, and we kind of know them now, a few of them, like, well, our club mates anyway, but just seeing them up in Parky Queeve and just being around them all the time was kind of a bit weird. So just for both of us to win on the day as well was just extra kind of special, like, so yeah, just it was unreal, like, the whole thing. So.
Yeah, Brian, I think that culture that people are hoping is created there, you know, you're looking up to the seniors and you're kind of looking at the opportunity you could have in a couple of years too.
Yeah, I guess I'm very lucky. I have two. I've Shane Kingston and Alan Cadigan in my club, like, and you can see anytime you see them around the place, they're always doing the right things, you know, very much setting an example the whole time of what you should be if you want to get to that level. So I'm lucky in that regard that I have constantly am shown what standards you have to meet if you want to get to that level.
And lads, there's so many lads in the Cork senior team now that are only a couple of years older than me. So everybody in your minor panel must be looking at the Cork senior setup now thinking, we're only a couple of years away from that if we stay working hard.
Yeah, it's weird, like, seeing Darragh Fitzgibbon and Mark Coleman, like, kind of giving man of the match displays, like, in the senior matches. So even seeing that, just seeing that they're so young, but, like, they're playing, like, one of the best on the pitch, like, just sets a huge example as well. It's something for us to aim for. So. Mm.
And so you go up to Croke Park along with the seniors then for the All-Ireland semi-final. Mixed fortunes on the day. Brian, I'll start with yourself because it has to be a day you'll remember very well, beating Dublin, but a man of the match performance.
Yeah, it was a very special day, but I know I was extremely nervous, all right, going up to Croke Park, and even when I got out there, the whole size of the pitch and the area around it, I found it very nervous. So I guess on that day we got on top of them, so it gave me a few more opportunities inside with a lot of ball coming in. So I think I was happy personally how the game went. And as a team, I think, you know, it was very important to get over the line in our first game up in Croke Park.
I'm actually surprised to hear you were nervous because you played with a freedom up there. We know how pacey you are as a forward, but you seem to enjoy the space at Croke Park. And obviously with the man of the match performance, you know, that just nails down you did.
Yeah, I guess the more space, the better when you're playing inside. But no, I think I looked back at the game too, and I could see, like, there was a few times in the first half. I think I had three kind of wides, all right, that were noticeable enough, all very similar. And, like, that's not being, you know, political or anything like that. Like, I was just looking back on it, how I thought it honestly went, that I probably wasn't clinical enough. But also, the back line got on top that day, and it did give me opportunities to, like, if that was a tight game now and you missed those chances, it could be the difference. Like, so with the back line getting so on top that day, it gave me the opportunity to keep shooting and all the other forwards to stay confident. And I think that was very helpful up there.
Dublin maybe didn't get it fully right that day, but you were targeted a good bit this year, Brian. Like, you know, I think defenders knew that, well, some defenders knew that they couldn't give you that space and give you that room, but you were targeted a good bit this year.
Maybe, I don't know if there's any forward tagged in particular, but...
That's been modest.
Couldn't deal with them. A lot of the kind of stuff that happened was, I could say honestly now, was to do with the players out the field. The room either that was created or the ball that was coming in tends to make a big difference. So yeah, I would, when I looked back in the games, I could see, all right, where my opportunities were coming from, and that would tend to normally be out the field.
Yeah, and you, unfortunately, you'd played through an injury as well through the latter stage of the year, which is a difficult, hampered prep for the All-Ireland final, Anya.
It was, yeah. I think I had hamstring troubles coming into the game. So my first training was the Thursday. It was the Thursday before the All-Ireland final. So I was very nervous. I was trying to get as much done as I could on the Thursday and everything, just to, because I had no idea what was going to happen. And I think I was, when it came to the final, I was very lucky that it was just purely a bit of luck, the ball break, and that I got onto it. So that definitely, that made a big difference, getting, you know, settling me down early on, which I definitely needed after only having one training coming into the game.
Sean, there's a lot of young hurlers in Cork, and especially over the last few years of the minors, who didn't get to play in Croke Park and needed it twice this year. Like, that's huge experience. And how do you sum up the Croke Park experience?
It's just unbelievable. Like, kind of seeing the stadium as you come nearer to it and stuff, and the crowd and just the whole thing. Like, because you're so used to being there as a fan, like, yeah. all the years up. It's just weird being able to actually walk on the pitch and go out there and play in a match there. And especially for a county, like, it's just unbelievable.
And have you met young lads, or will you meet young lads and kind of tell them about how class it is to play in Croke Park and just stay practicing, stay at the Wall, you know?
Yeah, we went to Lisgoold. Well, I went with Limo because he's from, obviously, Lisgoold, but we went to the two primary schools up there and they're all asking us about Croke Park and stuff and what it was like. And I don't really know what to say, really, but no, it was just, you just kind of have to say to keep practicing and all that. But it was just unbelievable. Like, just seeing the stadium and going all the way up, it's just unbelievable. You can't describe it, really, like, the first time.
How does it sit with you when people say that you're an inspiring group of young lads, the hard work you've done this year, the success you've brought, and the goodwill you've brought to Cork Ireland? Like, everybody's very excited about the future because of ye as a group of players.
Yeah, well, I suppose the seniors played a big part as well. Like, Cork was just on such a big high for a lot of the summer, like, so we just played away and just did our best, so there's nothing really we could have done, like, so.
I don't really
see us as, like, role models or anything. Like, we just played the game and just had fun, really.
And Brian, you're meeting maybe young stars and being described as a huge prospect for the future as well after your success. How does it sit with you?
Yeah, it's
it's all over my social media anyway. But even, can get rid of them.
No, it's very nice, all right. Like, but as I said, it is the senior where the aim is to get to in the future. So I enjoy the year massively, but I also do realise it was only minor. And hopefully that there will be, you know, the aim is to keep going up the grades, and it only gets tougher from here. So I wouldn't be reading too much into it anyway, personally.
I think Buff is a soft spot for Brian anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Buff Egan.
Yeah, he's all over my social media. So.
Really?
Yeah.
He's doing an awful lot of talking about him.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Or
oh, wow.
Snapchat, I couldn't get rid of him.
I think Buff Egan wasn't the only person, though, to be fair.
Yeah, I know.
brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Brian... Ah, it guts me to say that there has been another disappointing turn to your year. Your knee injury, how bad is it? You know, I think everybody's very disappointed to hear it's quite bad.
It was the Sunday, the week after the All-Ireland final. I was down training football, unfortunately, with the club. And whatever way, I went to twist and I heard a pop. And I found out a couple of days later that I was after doing my cruciate. Which I couldn't believe that. I still find it hard to get my head around, to be honest with you. It's very difficult, like, just because, you know, it's going to eat into next season massively, and it makes me kind of a lot of worries where I'll be going in the future, where I'll kind of end up now after this. Like, but I guess I'm not the first person to do the injury, so there's no point feeling too sorry for myself. I have to get on with it, and I guess I've a lot of, you know, there'll be a lot of experts which, you know, who know exactly what to do. So I just have to listen to everything I'm told to do and follow that exactly to what they tell me to do.
Well, do you know what? Colm Spillane is probably a great example for you to look at. He was a player that at a stage in his career, it could have held him back. He's back in the Cork senior team now and he has his place solidified in the full back line.
Yeah, actually, Colm sent me a text a couple of days after I heard the news, which meant a huge amount to me. Like, because again, I'm sure I watched him now play in the summer, you know, getting to an All-Ireland semi-final. Being one of Cork's best defenders, like, so that meant a huge amount to me now, because he is, you know, he's, I think, a perfect example of, you know, that there is, it's only a 6 month injury, like, it doesn't have to define your career.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things as well. I just know from the backroom team you had last year, it'll be very well managed. You'll get your surgery and the rehab will be there and the best people will be there to get you back.
Yeah, that's another thing I'm very lucky with. I do have, you know, the best Declan O'Sullivan physio.
Yeah.
And I'll be going up to Ray Moran in Dublin. So I do have the best people to work with. So, you know, it's very, you know, easy for me. I can just trust them and listen to exactly what they have to say.
Very good. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that surgery and the rehab and the whole lot. Sean, you got the Rebel Oak Award this week as well for September on the back of your Munster success in All-Ireland final. That's, you know, a lovely award, and I know you mentioned you've been at the Rebel Oak Awards before. You'll have a big night in January, but to get the award in September is a nice icing on the cake.
Yeah, I suppose coming back together again just for another award is always good, like, and especially a team of the month kind of honour, really, out of all the teams in Cork. So yeah, it was definitely good to get that kind of honour and bring us all back together and a bit of fun again, like.
Good stuff. And you've Hearty Hurling coming up soon enough. That the draw will be done in the next couple of weeks, won't it? And
yeah, we've De La Salle in the first.
Oh,
round,
you do?
I think,
okay.
I think no.
And
but, yeah, that's something to look forward to anyway. With school, like, it's obviously massive. Like, the buzz around school will be starting soon, and we're training away hard anyway, and we know we have the right trainers for it, so, and the team, we've a lot of fellas from last year as well, so yeah, it'll be a good year ahead anyway, something to look forward to.
Good stuff. Lads, thank you so much for coming into the studio. I always love these chats because it kind of brings back up the good times, and it's always a pleasure. So thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.